Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. This week's verse is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. But the Lord said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." Last week, I talked about how we're strong and unstoppable with God's armor covering us and protecting us. Remember, I said it's what helps us stay standing upright in the world. And that is still true. But this week, I want to talk about weakness. Specifically, how we don't like it, but how God kind of does. When you think about your life, when are or were the times you turned to God? When everything was great? When you got your dream job or married your person? When you had a healthy result at your physical? I'm guessing probably not, right? Most of us, if we're honest, don't call on God during the good times. The times we call on God most often are the opposite. When we aren't feeling the strongest, when we've gotten bad news, when we've lost a loved one. We turn to God in the hardest moments of our lives. Or, if you're like me, you turn to God when you've tried all the other options and none of them have worked out for you. Tried to fight it out on my own? Yep. Tried to pretend everything was fine? Done that. Talked about it with anyone who would listen? Done that too. Blamed God and ignored God as my punishment for what was happening? Oh yeah, absolutely been there. We don't like to be weak. We don't like to suffer, obviously. We don't like to have our weakness out on display. We honor those who power through and get over it and muscle their way. We say things like, pain is weakness leaving the body, and weakness is a choice, to encourage people to fight harder and do more. But in the life of faith, weakness has a place, an important place, actually. And let me get up on a soapbox for just a second here and say that pain is not weakness leaving the body. It's a feeling you get when things aren't the way they're supposed to be. It's how your body tells you something is wrong. Pain is the result of injury, physical or emotional. And sure, after the pain heals, strength does sometimes follow. But sometimes it's just pain. So let's stop with that pain is weakness leaving the body stuff, okay? And I'll now climb off my soapbox again. See, weakness has a place in the life of faith. And I think God wants us to know that weakness is okay. That it can be celebrated as something positive and not something negative. It's when we're weak, when we're suffering, when we're at the bottom, that's when we tend to come to God for help. And while God doesn't like that we're feeling that way, God also knows that it is just in these moments where God's grace and love and strength are felt best. Paul writes in this letter to the Corinthians that he had this pain that wouldn't go away. He calls it a thorn in his side. And he asked God to take it away, and God said, "My grace is enough." God's grace is, in fact, what makes us strong. Paul's response is an acknowledgement that it is weakness that makes us strong. That is so hard, especially if you're in the middle of something that's making you feel pretty weak, something that is a thorn in your side. But God said that it is our weakness that makes God's power perfect. A more literal translation of the Greek there says that God's power isn't complete until it's joined with our weakness. Oh, that is so beautiful. It is in our weakness that we see God's grace. See, in these verses, even though he had been complaining and struggling to understand why his pain didn't go away, Paul finally understood that God does the best work when we don't have the strength to do any more. When we think we're at the end of our rope, God gives us something to hang on to. When we think we can't possibly see in all the darkness around us and within us, God sheds a little light. We've all got things in our lives that we could describe as a thorn, things that can only be overcome with God. Sure, we'll keep trying to get it handled by ourselves. I mean, we're still us. But the good news, maybe the best news for those of us exhausted by the fight, the thing bringing us down, the thorn in our side, is that the moment we give up on doing it on our own, the moment we stop trying to be so strong and just acknowledge how weak we are, that is the moment where God is just getting started. For wherever we are weak, there we are strong.
Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.